Welcome to the Detox for Your Life podcast, and I want to tell you to create your own lane. You know, in this journey called life, it's common that we're going to encounter roadblocks, detours, dead ends. There will be moments when it feels like nothing is working out or fitting into place. Like we can't find that thing that's like a good fit for us. And it's during those times that it may come to us that we're going to have to create our own lane. And creating your own lane means forging a path that aligns with your passion, your strengths, your values. Even when conventional routes seem inaccessible or unsuitable for you, it's about taking control of your destiny and refusing to be limited by any existing structures, constructs, or norms. You know, one of the things that I really admire about some of the Gen Zs is that they aren't following the traditional paths that maybe the older millennials or the Gen Xers or the baby boomers may have followed. They are creating their own lane, creating their own thing. And now I recognize that not every, you know, Gen Z is doing that. And I'm not saying that other generations have not done that and are not doing that. But more times than not, people try to fit into the traditional jobs or the traditional ways of doing things. And they are left feeling unfulfilled, feeling like something is missing, feeling like this is not the right fit. And it's just like something is off. And so it's in those moments that we have to say to ourselves that perhaps the problem is I'm trying to fit, what is it, a square peg into a round hole. And perhaps I need to create my own way, my own lane. And so I want to share with you, you know, some insights and some tips to help empower you on this journey of creating your own lane for those of you who feel like that is the best way for you to go. One of the first things is uncovering your lane. You know, creating your own lane isn't about inventing something entirely new. It's about discovering what truly resonates with you and reflect on your passion and your strengths and your values. And what is that thing that makes your heart sing? And what unique skills or perspectives do you bring to the table? Your true lane, it lies within those answers to those questions. Also, pay attention to what's important. Because believe it or not, life drops subtle hints along the way. Pay attention to the qualities and experiences that matter most to you. Those clues that guide you towards your authentic paths. Those things that, you know, make your heart do a little dance or pitter-patter, like it just really speaks to you. Whether it's a specific cause or a creative pursuit or a way of working, a way of thinking, honor what resonates with your soul. Also, listen to your intuition. Creating your own lane is an inside-out job. While following the mainstream may seem easier, we see it all the time. People jump on these bandwagons. They see people doing things on social media. Oh, it went viral. Oh, they got all these millions of people viewing it. Maybe I should duplicate that. But true fulfillment comes from listening to your inner voice. You know, cultivate your intuition. Trust those gut feelings and those nudges, because they often lead to breakthroughs and innovative solutions. And also embrace adaptability and resilience. When forging your new path, expect twists and turns and unexpected challenges. Just because you figure out what lane you should be in or you've created your own lane, it doesn't mean that it's not going to come with some ebbs and flows, some twists and turns, some unexpected challenges, but embrace adaptability and resilience and be willing to pivot, learn and grow. And remember that setbacks are stepping stones, not roadblocks. Also, it's important to network and collaborate, because building your own lane doesn't mean going at it alone. Connect with like-minded individuals, whether that's mentors or collaborators. Seek out communities, attend events, engage in meaningful conversations. Collaboration can amplify your impact and open doors you never knew existed. Also, learn from others' people's journeys. Study the stories of trailblazers who've carved out their own lanes. You know, listen to podcasts, attend talks, understand their struggles, their triumphs, and their strategies. Their experiences can provide valuable insights and inspiration. And always be fearless and bold. Fear often holds us back from creating something new. So embrace courage and boldness. Take calculated risk. Remember that every successful innovator faced uncertainty. Trust that you have what it takes to pioneer your own path. And reiterate and refine. Your lane isn't static, it evolves. So be open to feedback, iterate and refine, you know, make those changes along the way, adjust your course as needed. Also, celebrate milestones, acknowledge and celebrate your achievements along the way. Whether it's a small win or a significant milestone, each step forward is worth recognizing. Celebrating your progress fuels motivation and reinforces your belief in the path that you've chosen. Remember, creating your own lane isn't about rejecting existing paths. It's about seizing the opportunity to create a path that is uniquely yours. Embrace the challenges. Stay true to your vision and let your passion be your guide. As you venture into uncharted territory, remember that your journey itself is as valuable as the destination. So dare to dream, dare to innovate, dare to create your own lane. I'm Nicole L. Turner, your mindset coach, helping you shift the way you think so you can change the way you live. If you're in need of a mindset coach, you can reach out to me at detoxforyourlife.com.